Blog Talk Radio.
Body, Mind, Spirit Radio, your live connection to the information for a healthy body, an enlightened mind, and a renewed spirit.
And you're listening right now to today's inspiration. Hi there, I'm Lisa Berry. So glad to be with you, and so appreciative and grateful that you're listening right now. How are you doing? I hope you're doing okay. It's always an interesting ride, this journey we travel around the planet. Things always happening, ups and downs and ins and outs, life lessons. That's how we got to look at it. Everything that happens, happens for a reason. And you can get a lesson. You can learn from what's happening to you. Some people, in fact, think God or the universe or whomever that you choose to believe in puts situations in front of you so it helps separate you from what's limiting you. I think that's a great way to look at things. It's like, what lesson is there to be learned from this challenge? And we all know life has many, many, many challenges. They happen when you least expect them. But just be ready to learn the lesson. I know that I am. I'm a work in progress, full of love and laughter, and here to distract you and uplift you. I want to be part of what's good in the world. I want to be part of making your day easier, day, a better day, a day of love and laughter and looking at life from the bright side. And if that makes you Pollyanna, then Polly I am. Oh, that's good. I just make a song out of that. If that makes me a Pollyanna, then Polly I am. Go ahead, call me that. I don't care. It doesn't hurt me because I'm only here to laugh and love and let go. Letting go is something we all should be doing. Something easier said than done, but man, it can make a difference in your life. Letting go. Letting go means making the most of that. Letting go means making the most of it. And to the extent that you let go of what doesn't matter, and you put energy and effort into what does, you come off of it. You become more active. And who decides what matters? You. Don't let anyone else tell you what's important. Let anyone else tell you how to live and how to be and what to put your time attention on. You get to decide, more or less. And that's the freedom of being American, which I am. I know some people live in other countries, and maybe that's not your case. And I'm sorry for that. And maybe next life, things will be better. But for us, for me, for now, for you, we get to choose. We get to choose what we focus on. More or less, get to choose what to feel. And I have, believe me, I've been going through some health situations, so I know things can happen to your body chemically, electronically, and then it's out of control. Then you just work on it. And then you look at what's the life lesson. I know what I've been going through. It's definitely a lesson for me. It's a bridge for me to cross. It's a mountain for me to climb. And when I get across the bridge and up the mountain, I'm going to be so much better. So I'm working on myself. And I never want to stop working on myself. I want to relax. I want to enjoy the journey. I want to share love and laughter. And hopefully that's what you come here for. And hopefully you're feeling that for me. And if you ever want to directly, I'm good at email. Lisa Love Berry, B-A-R-R-Y, reach out. Okay. But for now, we're listening. And I'm speaking and you're listening. And we're connecting. Can you feel the love and move through your cell phone or your iPod? Maybe you're listening online, bodymindspiritradio.com. Lots of great programs here. Very grateful for the opportunity to come through this vehicle. And just glad you're here. And hopefully you can do some breathing, deep breathing. Just you know what? Before 70, you can breathe in for a second. Hold it for 7. Perspective, and you know it's all going to be okay. It's not going to be so powerful. hear about the economy. We hear about the stock market. We hear about crime. And you know, sometimes shows will do do things on better health, like what to count calories or how to exercise. You don't hear a lot about talking about living a life of purpose. Self-love, which is so important. If you don't love yourself, you can't love yourself. How can you love you? And you know, can we teach that to our children? Can we teach that in a non-ego way? Self-love, how important it is. And compassion. And gratitude. I'm so blessed. I get to bed at night and I warm blankets, a place to rest my head, and I can't even tell you how much gratitude I have for that. And I'm always of thinking about that, being aware of that. Because the more gratitude you have, the more of your life comes. That's just what we're thinking about. And I also believe in the energy of love. That is created when we come together, peace, joy. I used to be all about love. Love is, of course, joy. Do you feel joy? Is joy part of your life? I'm tingling right now. And my body is possessing, and everything that I've been through physically. I said to someone, I'm sort of afraid to do the show this morning because of the health concerns that I've had. So I would just be calm. But I'm so into this. I open up my heart so wide to you. And I feel so strongly about sharing all my perspective. It gets me going. And I hope my body can handle it anymore. So hopefully it's worth the risk. Hopefully we're getting something out of it. Hopefully we're getting that connection. And I'm having an impact on my life. It's worth tingling and going through what I'm going through right now. And how I'm physically, I have a physical track. I should share today this great because it's so important and you don't see it or hear it often. And this is my opportunity. I'm blessed and much gratitude to have this opportunity to share these thoughts with you. I think you're hanging in there with me and listening and thinking, she's making a good point. We do talk about the economy, we do talk about the stock market, we talk about traffic, and we talk about the weather. It's perfectly important. But you know how there's nothing. Thing you can do about the weather. Absolutely. I mean, of course, if you're just warming, that's another whole topic. But if you're going on vacation and people are headed somewhere and they'll obsess about the forecast, well, it's good to know what's good to know what's happening. It's good to know what to expect. But there's, you can't change it. You can't change it. You just have to know. Let it go. It's true in all of life, but nobody really talks about it. That's why I do this show, Faith Inspiration. That's why my body is tingling with passion right now. Not the Leo DiCaprio passion, the passion of the importance of what's really important in life and sharing that with you and praying and hoping and reaching for the inspiration to share with you to make a difference in your life. Because don't we all just want to make a difference? Do you think about why we're here on this planet? It amazes me. People can walk through life and they just go about their day-to-day business and they're mostly miserable and they don't you can out of life. Are you getting enjoyment out of life? We deserve to enjoy life. I wasn't raised to believe that, but why not? Why should we suffer? You know, life will hand you enough lemons, you will suffer enough, you don't have to look for it or think about it, worry about it. What you need to think about is, am I making the most of my gifts? Am I making the most of this day? I woke up today. What a miracle. My eyes are open. I can see. I can hear. I can feel. I can poop. I can do whatever I need to do. And that is such a miracle. But you have to make the most of the gift of every day. And that means thinking about it. That means mindfulness. That means gratitude. That means looking at life with passion and love and every moment. And what do we live for? It's not to make life less difficult. And that's what I live for. I've been through the stuff I've been through. I'm feeling the way I'm feeling. So I can learn these life lessons and I can pass them along to you. And again, I'm so grateful that you are choosing to listen. But what do we live for? It's not to make life less difficult for each other. Life is not about serving your own needs. It's about serving yourself. And there are two ways to face the future. You can either have apprehension or you can have anticipation. I always wake up every day and think something exciting is going to happen today. I look for it. If you get what you look for, if you wake up and say, yeah, it's cloudy, it's snowy, the stock market, so whatever you focus on is going to affect the way you feel. Whatever you focus on is going to affect the way you feel. So focus on anticipation, excitement, thinking something good is going to happen today. You never know. You just never know. And then, you know, obviously work to make it happen. But life will always be complicated. You can't just wait for things to happen. You gotta feel it happen now. You gotta be in the moment now. You gotta focus on what you're grateful for and anticipate that and you get the future. You know, I saw someone posted a life is an adventure, death is inevitable. At the time that I'm doing this show, and I'm live right now, but when I, it's been a lot of U.S. rock stars that have passed away, David Bowie, the Eagles, and everyone is so devastated by it. And if you're a music lover and they want to get back in your life, I can understand that, but death is inevitable. And I always talk about this, and I don't want to be Debbie Downer, but it's you shouldn't be surprised. You can be sad, but you shouldn't be surprised. And I don't want to waste a day thinking about that. I don't want to be sad and shocked because it's going to be that way for all of us. Let me get past this great article recently. I'm going to tell you a little bit about it. Someone talked about practicing the acceptance that Buddhists speak upon, the drift of how you accept the natural flow with an optimistic love and say, every moment that came my way, good or bad, thank you for the experience. No one knows what we're talking about. Everything, look at life as an experience. And life is going to be chaotic. That's just the way it is. And if you continue to surround yourself with this attitude, you're going to continue this attitude and it fires synapses in your body. And it actually affects the way your brain looks and thinks and feels. And that causes stress. And that stress is good for you. So negativity, regretting of attachments, desires, and pointless things we're talking about, impermanent things will always continue to stress you out. And those are the things you need to fix your brain to get rid of. Let's come across some great influences. And one of them is the Buddhistic rule of love. And I'm not endorsing anybody, just these ideas. I am endorsing the idea of 6 ideas of love. Peace comes from within. Do not seek it without. The idea that something or someone outside of you will give you the peace and love you can be looking for is not exactly correct. According to Eastern philosophy, when you do that, you set yourself up for eventual disappointment. That's because everything is fleeting. Emotional happiness comes from those who love you. But real happiness comes from staying with you. You don't have to add anything. Noticing that completeness within you can truly offer something. Peace comes from you. Love the world as a mother loves her own child. It's not just one person or family that deserves their love. The whole world does. Part of the problem we have in the world today is the concept of us and no more. People think that only their family is worth the love. But think about what would happen if you gave the entire world a turn. Suddenly we start to expand our circle of love and we feel an obligation to help others. And if everyone had that idea, the world would be a better place. Whatever words we utter should be chosen with care, for people will hear them and be influenced by them for good or evil. That's easy. It's easy to get in the mood and project that onto another person, especially those we love. And I thought, oh, I don't like that. Why do we? Are we meanest to the people we care about the love? We get the most. But saying negative or harmful things to people can seriously damage our relationship with them and hurt our ability to create strong bonds. I think about that. I kind of have this thing now where I don't understand any show of lack of respect. I don't love or care about other people. And once you cross that line and do something nasty or disrespectful, you can't hurt them. Of course, I forget. You forget. So why do it in the first place? Why treat the people you care about the worst? Hatred does not cease through hatred at any time. Hatred ceases through love. This is unalterable law. If you find yourself in a situation where someone is saying something hurtful or damaging, remember, there's always an option in front of you. You have a choice. You have a choice. Choosing to come from a place of love rather than anger can not only save a relationship, but can also help that person understand there's a better way to go about things. Not only that, but reacting with anger also gives more of a fear. To me, that's a great sign of grace. If you're talking about grace, and how I seek it, and how it's, to me, so special and something I strive for. Don't you want to be a person of grace who comes to life? Judgment. So somebody says something nasty to you, instead of responding back in a nasty way, just grace. I'm working on that. I would think, you got to be so in the moment that you can have the right response. Somebody, let's practice this right now. Somebody says something mean, nasty to you, instead of reacting. I'm not going to respond in the same manner. And I want you to all have some time to think it over. That's what I strive for. To me, that's grace. Being in the moment and having a peaceful, loving response to not such a peaceful, loving comment. That's our homework. That's our task. I'm going to work on that. And join me. Just have a peaceful, kind response. I mean, people get so worked up about things. I'm of course do it myself, and then you imagine the outcome, and you imagine what does it really mean, and it gets you all worked up, and it gets your heart pumping, and your blood pressure up, and then a week later, and things are like, all this energy, getting all worked up about it. If we could just take a moment, and then choose to breathe, to respond to not such grateful people that you would just be all off. The world will be better. Let's work on that. Happiness will never come to those who fail to appreciate what they already have. That one of the most common things you see in a relationship is one of both of the partners are looking around to see if the grass is on the other side. There's a constant subconscious desire to be happy. You're basically not committed. Not having gratitude for someone in your life regularly. You know, I think we all do that. I think we're exposed to so many different people and so many different types of people, so many different activities. Yeah, this is not good enough. Or you get bored or you think someone's going to be. But try not to do that. So when somebody does pass, you've appreciated them as much as you could while they were here. I think that's our everybody's goal, to appreciate each other as much as we can. And to share loving thoughts. Especially if you can find someone in your life who speaks loving thoughts, knowing that it's difficult for someone else to love you. And there are ways to be a more confident person. To give across some ways to be a more confident person, I want to share with you. Number one is strengthen your mind. Self-confidence is a state of mind that can be achieved through intentional action. Do you have self-confidence? I don't know. People have told me it's genetic, and I don't know how do you become self-confident? How do you become self-confident without being cocky or obnoxious? You want to love yourself, as we just heard, and you can love those. But you got a lot of time to nurture your mind and your body and your spirit. You're, of course, in the right place, body, mind, spirit, and radio. That's what we're all about. But you can do it in a variety of ways. You can read, you can exercise, of course, I can meditate. Meditation is something we are always trying to get the benefits about, is growing in front of you. I think it's usually those kind of gurus where you never know you for gurus. Meditation is for everyone. In your life, I'm letting you go. So discard the negative thoughts you don't need. A whole new branch of psychology is dedicated to mindfulness. And it boils down to this: negative thoughts and insecurity pop up. And ultimately, they can make it work. So mindfulness practices you to treat those thoughts as a tool. Use and strengthen the ones you need and discard the ones you don't need. It takes some time to think about it. And that's what I'm here about. We're not talking about the stock market. We're not talking about traffic or weather or our news, just neighborhood. We're talking about improving ourselves based on the problems. Live a life of personal growth, putting ourselves in courses or professional relationships that force you to grow. Ensure that you're expanding, which in turn generates confidence. Listening to Body, Mind, Spirit Radio is kind of a mine is about mindfulness, loving yourself, appreciation, gratitude, enjoying the day, knowing that we're all headed in the same direction. And if I can share that with you, that can influence on your life by achieving my trouble. Learn about imposter syndrome. Many professionals will at some point experience a psychological phenomenon known as imposter syndrome. Heard about that? Complete with feelings of inadequacy and a fear that everything accomplished to date has been through sheer luck. To overcome this, learn to internalize the accomplishment. Peer groups are a great place to talk it out. As I said, or you can email me, lisalovebarry@gmail.com. I'd love to have a respectful conversation, growing, learning. I'm always friendly to learn. I'm not the expert. I am not a doctor. If you're having serious psychological issues, depression or something like that, so I'm done. I never want to take what I say as a professional response. I'd like to get as influence. Another way to get some confidence is to take an improv class. Improv classes make you think of the children rather than audience. And I've heard about this. I've heard advice for children too. Like it's like teaching them acting. Being on stage helps you grow your confidence, being on the crowd teaches you to think and react quickly, and all things that translate now to a boardroom of public speaking. And it does take practice, it does take time. I'm always amazed when I see someone so confident and calm, and they're, I don't know if they're wired that way or if they've been practicing for a long time, but it's something that you can do and make yourself more confident. So then dress for success. That's another thing. No matter what level of business you're in, it's important to dress for the client you want rather than the client you have. So there's the idea of working from home in your PJs, but the most successful people get up early, dress like they're off for a day at the office, and that's reflected in their attitude. When you look good, you feel good, you're more confident too. So that's something to think about. We don't like to think that we're being judged by how we look or what we're wearing or how our hair is, but, you know, it's dress for success. It is something to think about. And also produce a high-quality personal brand. A key component to building self-confidence is that publicly building your own brand. You can do this through the creation of high-quality content like blog posts, e-books, podcasts, through YouTube. You need a very high-quality personal brand right here. whether you're being completely that girl who's on something. I'm doing it, and I'm here for you, and I'm putting that energy out there, and that encouragement out there, and I want you to feel good about yourself. I want you to feel good about yourself. Overriding your genetics, and I know my buddy, Dr. Ian Chopra, has a good book out about just that, genetics. You know, it used to be, I would go to the doctor and he'd say, tell me your family health history. I would, oh, just write the book. Not every disease or situation. But if you take care of yourself, you can override some of that genetics. And also recognize your value outside of work. I never think we are not our job. Confidence needs to be rooted in who you are completely outside of your system. So find ways to get connected with yourself as well. You're in the right place. You're listening to today's inspiration. And we're getting connected. And we're proud of you. You're going to be better off because of the attitude, wisdom that we share. So, Ernest Hemingway once said, we're all broken. That's how the life is. The great way to put it, you know, learn from your lessons. And like, that's the good part of the show. Learn from your life. Everything that happens doesn't have to be expected. That happens doesn't have to put you in a fetal position, curled up and crying. Learn from it. What was I supposed to learn? As I suggested, I've had some pretty serious health situations recently. I'm learning. I'm hoping I'm coming out on the other side better reasonable to learn. Making it think deeper, which is one might think is difficult to do. But expect nothing, appreciate everything. Expect nothing, appreciate everything. You can anticipate something. As I said, I wake up, every day I wake up, and it's yay, another day, another opportunity. Love, share, and to be a part of something positive. Remember, our assignment for the week is going to be when something happens and someone responds angrily, instead of reacting on the same level they are, we're going to take a deep breath. We're going to go to the race level 2.0, and so again, email me anytime, lisaloveberryb@gmail.com. Check out all the great shows here on Body, Mind, Spirit Radio. I have several that I've been having on. Grateful for the opportunity to share this time with you. More grateful that you are